You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off the show with a sense of how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by risk manager Trive, Sean Dendera, to take a look at market movements and see what we make of them. Sean, lovely to have you on the show as always. The equity markets seemingly coming back to the fold. All markets, or almost all markets around the world, nearing all-time highs, despite the fact that we are still technically a couple of days away from the expiration of those 90-day tariffs, even though we have recently heard that that 90-day expiration date might be pushed back.
First of all, thank you for having me, Jimmy. Yes, we are definitely in an interesting time, just looking at the markets. What I've tend to notice now recently is that, you know, the markets really are no longer reacting that much to any bad news that comes out from the President of the United States. I know there is a term that's, you know, being pundit out there, which is taco. Trump always chickens out. So from that perspective, I think, you know, the markets in the past 6 months, actually it's half year now, have done relatively well. And I do believe that there will be an extension on that, you know, on those tariffs. I think it's just a ploy to get people to the table to start talking. And it's, therefore, that's how the markets are, you know, not really reacting to that, but just, you know, trading on their natural fundamentals.
Yeah, the Treasury Secretary of the United States, Treasury Bessent, has said, of course, that they are looking to extend that tariff extension, or the tariff negotiations, to the 1st of September, saying that it would take a little more than 90 days to conclude these conversations, which we all knew, I suppose, as market participants. It seems that President Trump might not have known that at the time, but he's been made well aware of that. Sean, I want to take a look at some other movements throughout the world. If we look at equity markets just globally, it seems they are doing rather well, regardless of what has been happening. Our own local markets as well, bit of an up and down cycle with the resource counters. They were down on Friday, they're up today, despite softer resource pricing, but nonetheless markets on the whole looking more positive. If you're looking at equity markets, looking like we are potentially back in risk territory or risk on territory.
100%. Speaking to, you know, risk on territory, I just want to zone into actually the Rand. You can see that the Rand is actually performing really, really well. We at just at that 17 Rand 70 to the dollar, which, you know, kind of shows that, you know, people are starting to take, you know, a riskier approach when it comes to, you know, the equity markets. I know I use the Rand as an extension. Looking at our resources, they've also been doing really well. I see that people are technically not really going into gold as their main safe haven. We see that the likes of your platinum are doing really, really positive. And we just hope that, you know, this ride carries on into the future.
Sean, let's look at oil prices. Soft at the moment, $67.50 odd cents a barrel, below that $70 level. At some point when the escalations were happening in the Middle East, we were clocking above $80 a barrel on the oil futures side of things. So obviously a moderating oil price is a very good thing for us. But does that then mean we can hold at these levels, or is it just a factor of, for now, the tensions are quiet and so the oil price has no reason to be moving on the up?
100%. I believe that, you know, the tension is quite quiet in this at this point in time. But in my opinion, is that we have to look at the fact that, is it really truly resolved? Because, you know, the geopolitical tension has been a big issue. We still have Russia-Ukraine. That's still happening on that side as well. Obviously, we know what's happening in Iran there. So it is something we definitely need to keep an eye out on. But if we're looking at also the oil price, I remember that President Trump, did mention that they're actually going to drill some more after they attacked Iran in order to try, you know, keep that oil price down. So there are many factors of play that comes down to this oil price, but something to really keep a close eye on.
Sean, let's go back to that Rand conversation. I mean, against the dollar, yes, stronger at the moment, 1771-ish, 1770-ish. It's been playing around that area there. But on the whole, stronger against the other major currencies as well, below 21 Rand against the euro. Sadly, not below 24 Rand against the British pound, but we did see glimpses of that showing that it could be a real possibility. And we know we've got a couple of tensions at the moment locally around the gluing together of this government of national unity, or whatever it is we're calling it at this point. But those tensions seemingly not affecting the Rand too much at this stage.
Yes, it is quite interesting because normally when there is a lot of political uncertainty in South Africa, we tend to see the rand take a beating. I am really surprised that, we are performing quite well, and just like you said, not against just the dollar, but other major currencies. But once again, just repeating what I did say earlier, it is a sign of, people are starting to be more risk-taking in this environment that we're going through, and that does really well, for the rand against, all these major currencies.
Sean, in this risk environment, what are you looking at from a stock perspective? Not obviously not giving out any advice around the stocks, but what sectors seem appealing at this point when we think about the fact that global tensions are still high? We aren't out of the woods yet on all these other developments that have been keeping us busy. But what starts to look attractive if we start to kind of see a more stable global picture?
100%. I think for now, I would, look at the resource sector. So our resources, stronger rand, they're reaching potential highs day on and day on. But if I were to pick a specific stock, I'll be choosing maybe quite a risky one. That'll be Shell PLC. The reason behind that is that there are rumors that, they might be taking over BP. So in the long run, I do foresee if that comes through, I do foresee, that share price shooting up, and it'll probably be one of the biggest oil deals that has occurred in like the past decade.
Yeah, that's set to be an $80 billion deal. Obviously, not a small deal by any stretch of the imagination there. And it would position that new consortium as quite a significant oil player, or at least an energy player in the global scheme of things. Looking at that deal, Sean, does that deal make sense at the moment? I mean, understanding that BP as a business itself still has quite a bit of debt, there's still a lot of discussions that would need to go into that conversation at this stage. Do you think a deal like that goes through in the global situation that we're in now?
It's interesting. I honestly think that Shell is taking a chance by trying to take over BP. And the reason that BP is actually struggling is that they pivoted too early to focus on green energy while, oil prices were shooting up, while, the energy sector has been doing quite well. So from the evaluation perspective, I think it is a nice opportunity for, Shell to take over that company, and like you said, to basically boost that conglomerate worldwide. So it is a tricky one, but I do think, now is the time. I think it's almost like now or never for them.
Well, we did see something similar unfold with the BHP Anglo deal that didn't go so well. So we'll have to keep an eye on these developments and see how they unfold. But for now, Sean, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Always lovely speaking to you. Always lovely having you on the show. Sean Dendere, Risk Manager at Thrive, joining us to take a look at market movements, market sentiment, and potentially what deals might be out there.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.